This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, June 24. Fearfully made. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. For darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book, before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked. Away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I officiated at the funeral of a man who had grown up at Roseland Christian Ministries. He was raised in the church and had attended Christian schools. But in his early 20s, something seemed to break in his mind. Always kind and smiling, he began to tell delusional stories. He was convinced of an alternate reality that featured celebrities, lawsuits, and fortunes coming his way. He had an undiagnosed mental illness, and he self-medicated to try to cope. His father, a veteran, also self-medicated and experienced mental breaks. Both men had endured severe trauma. They learned to tough it out until they broke from reality. I don't know of any family that doesn't face mental health issues in some form. I know that many don't talk about it, but silence makes us sicker. Mental illness is not a sign of weakness or failure, but a call to lean on God's healing presence. We are invited to walk together in openness, seeking help, and trusting that God meets us in our brokenness, offering hope and restoration for our minds and hearts. I am concerned that many followers of Jesus believe that our struggles can be met only by prayer and through spiritualizing our problems. But in my experience, a strong faith community and a trusted therapist are necessary on the journey. My prayer is that you have both available to you. Pray with me. Lord, we need strong faith communities and good therapists to help heal our mental and emotional wounds. May we seek both, trusting you to guide us toward healing. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.